Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for Jack and Dick Watts for What's Up? We come to you each and every week to teach you about truth, justice, the American way, and what in the world is happening. And my goodness, it never seems to fail that on Monday afternoon at 5:30, the world's falling apart. We gotta, use a little bit of duct tape to just hold it together. Richard, how are you today?
I'm fine, Jack. One time, a long time ago, the Washington Post claimed that I was a messenger of the truth, and that's because I was a newspaper man, newspaper boy. I used to deliver newspapers. So I guess we all have something really spectacular in our past, don't we, that we could hang our hat on to.
I have not thought of when we delivered papers and having to get out there in the snow and put them on a sled and walk them and give them to people, and at the end of a week make $1.75 or something, like some crazy thing. And it was just awful, and how we would beg our mother to get up and drive us around so we could throw them and, in from the warm car. Oh my gosh, I hadn't thought of that forever. But we got a show to do today, and we aren't going to reminisce about what life was like all those decades ago. All right, listen, I want to start out with this, with the whole thing of Trump not telling the Gang of Eight, and particularly the Democrats, but he didn't tell any of them, but particularly the Democrats, what was going to happen. I maintain, and I, this is really very cynical of me, but I absolutely believe it's true. If Trump had told the Gang of Eight, which includes Pelosi and Schiff and Schumer and one other senator, Democratic senator, what was going on, I believe they would have leaked it to the paper, and today President Trump would be going to Dover Air Force Base and welcoming home coffins, because I believe that it's more important to Pelosi and Schiff, particularly, to take down Donald Trump than it would be to take out Baghdadi. I firmly believe that's true. Now, they are just appalled and how terrible it is of him not to do this. And yet, at the same time, you can see by the reactions of the Democrats to this how they can't give Trump credit for anything. In a certain sense, if he had brought in the Gang of Eight and told them about this and it failed, he could blame somebody. This is all on him. If it works, he gets the victory. If it doesn't, he gets the blame. And that's fair. You take the total responsibility, you got the total accountability. It worked. But the Washington Post is an austere, religious scholar, this is who they're calling Baghdadi. They're referring to him, an austere religious scholar. He ordered the beheadings of thousands. He had miles and miles and miles of crucifixions of Christian people, crucified them until they died, rotted on the crosses. And he's an austere, you know, timid religious scholar. My rear end, a vicious, cruel animal. Now, when Osama bin Laden was killed, Obama went to great lengths to make sure that he got a proper Muslim burial and essentially gave him honor and respect that never set well with us. Do you remember?
Yeah, buried at sea.
I mean, but it was, you know, wrapped in a certain way, the way Muslims are wrapped, the whole deal. But it was to give him some respect, this guy who killed 3,000 Americans on a sneak attack on the Twin Towers and the Pentagon and the plane that went down in Pennsylvania. No, he deserved nothing. Now, when Trump took out Baghdadi, and he referred to him as a dog. Muslims think dogs are dirty animals, like they think pigs are.
Well, he called him a pig,
Muslim.
Too. Yeah.
I guess he
Trump
did,
didn't hold
he?
Back. Trump didn't hold back.
Why hold it back?
He laid bent to this guy. And you know what? He didn't once refer to him as wearing wired glasses.
Yeah.
Unwired. Yeah. Scholar.
Crying and sniveling. He died like a coward and took three of his kids with him. Now, you know, if I were going and I had the suicide vest on and was going back into that tunnel, I would have said, kids, you stay right here. Sit down. And then I would have gone further in and yelled to the Americans that were chasing me, the children are unarmed and they don't have vests. Please don't hurt my children. And gone on and blow myself up. But to blow your children up? Who does that? What kind of man? A coward. Someone
you think
who
it was
would
kind
of, behead others.
Do you think it was
Go
kind
ahead,
of
what?
Ironic, though, that do you think it was kind of ironic that four dogs chased him into the tunnel?
Well, you know, those he was in a lot of trouble with dog chasing because they, you know, they don't miss.
No.
And
yeah.
Crying and whimpering, knew his end was there.
Yeah.
Trump took him out. And then today, Trump goes on to Chicago, and he says, you know, where is the police commissioner? You know, Eddie should be here. Maybe he's learned something. He certainly needs to learn something with all the murders they have in Chicago. Boy, he, you know what? This Eddie made a mistake. Even if he didn't go, he should have just not shown up.
Yeah.
But to announce, you know, the values of Chicagoans. What values? They're a bunch of criminals. What values?
Well,
Chicago is this cesspool of this country for crime.
They had three murders. They had three murders over the weekend.
It's worse than New York or Los Angeles or any other city. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I said they had three murders over the weekend. Three more murders in Chicago over the weekend. Incredible. I mean, they're well into their biggest year of homicides in Chicago, and he touts Chicago has standards, or I didn't get it. You know, I wanted to go back for a minute. I wanted to go back for a minute, though, when, you know, the Democrats were all up in arms because Trump never told them what was going to happen. Do you remember that Obama never told anybody when a Bergdahl was traded for five of the highest-ranking ISIS people? He never told anybody about that. It just happened.
And he sure never told anybody when he packed those planes with $100 bills and sent them to Iran. Did he?
Yeah. No.
He didn't tell
in the middle of the night
about that. In the
middle
of the
night. Oh, yeah. And it was in multiple currencies and euros and American and whatever money. Wasn't that $150 billion? I mean, it was pallets and pallets of money. Yeah.
Four full planes, you know, cargo planes. I mean, you can put tanks on cargo planes. I mean, they're big.
Well, I guess you could put $150 billion on them, too.
On four of them. That shows you how much money it is. But, yeah, that's exactly right. So, I mean, they got nothing to talk about. But they are going to take a vote on Thursday for formal
impeachment?
Inquiry. That means that Trump will be able to have a lawyer and will be able to cross-examine. At least the discovery process about the stuff will be fair once they do that. And the reason that Pelosi has done this is they were just getting too much heat. I mean, and justifiably so. This is not the way things are done in America. Impeaching the president of the United States over a telephone call with the transcript out there. I read the transcript, and I said, what are they talking about? This is just normal stuff that goes on between heads of state. And as far as quid pro quo, in foreign policy, everything should be quid pro quo. All right, you want money for whatever we give you money for in Guatemala. All right, keep your people at home. Honduras, keep your people at home.
Yeah.
Mexico, guard your border walls, which of course they did, and he used economic power on it. Turkey, we give Turkey money. I wouldn't give Turkey money for why we're giving people all of this foreign aid. There should be strings attached to every bit of it. You want this
absolutely
money? We want this.
Yeah.
Know what? If we wanted money from the old man when we were kids, well, we had to mow that stinking yard. We had to linseed oil that stinking fence.
He didn't pay us anything. You know what he said to us that you're getting free room and board. You'll work for it. There you go.
And,
well, maybe
and
that's
we
what these countries
are. 7 years old.
It's yeah.
True.
Oh, yeah.
I want our listeners to know what it
is.
We are getting, he said, this is paying for your room and board.
Yeah.
We were in the first and second grade.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, that should have been what it was. I am going to digress, which we shouldn't do because we have so much to do, but we've talked about this. I'm going to digress and tell our audience about when Dad was playing golf on Woodland and he would come down the 11th fairway. He would whistle. He had, this was a goal. And you could hear it for half a mile. And our job, particularly mine, I think on this one, was I would have to bring up four beers to the 12th tee and have them there for, you know, for those guys when they play. And of course, when they did, they would give us a tip, you know, sometimes 25 cents, sometimes 50. Every once in a while, we would get a dollar bill, and which was big money back then. And so, you know, so we had to do this on Saturday and Sunday afternoon. So we had to stay home when we were little kids to do this. And then our father said, we should be paying for the beer out of what we're getting. He was that cheap.
Out of the tip money. Out of the tip money.
And out of the money that we got. And I will never forget Mom saying, they aren't going to do this anymore then, Bill. My sons are not going to be barkeepers.
Yeah.
They're little boys. Yeah. Oh, God, it was so funny. All right, we digressed, and I should not have done that. But it was people don't believe these kind of things and that we had these kind of experiences, but we did.
Yeah.
All right. The bar and Durham, they're about ready. According to Steve Forbes, Barr is going to have a release within the next couple of weeks where he's going to let it loose about everything that has happened. Now, we have been waiting for this for years. It should have happened a long time ago, but you know, with Jeff Sessions as the Attorney General, nothing was ever going to happen. He was just such an incompetent person. But with Barr, it is. And, you know, when it does, you know, we may have to up our number of episodes per week because this is just going to really be some significant stuff. I feel certain that there will be there are people that don't think, they say that, you know, that it'll just all come out, but there won't be any indictments. I want to tell you something. If it all comes out and there aren't any indictments, I'm going to feel like a guy who just got married and the woman says no sex. That's how I'd feel. Like completely cut off. That would be the worst of the worst of the worst. I will not be satisfied. I will not be happy unless people are indicted and tried. What comes from the trial is another story. I mean, if they're found guilty, they need to go to prison. Who needs to go to prison? Comey, Clapper, Brennan, Strzok, Page, or Susan Rice.
McCabe.
Precept. Loretta Lynch. Or, and Nellie Bell, his wife, and Glenn Simpson from Fusion GPS. All of these people. And more.
There could be a lot more.
Baker, who, you know, the counsel. Now, he turns state's evidence with Barr, so he may have bought himself freedom, which is fine with me. I don't mind. Frankly, you know, he said this stuff is wrong and we shouldn't be doing it. He's the only one that ever said anything. They, you know, when they even began doing it. But I want someone who's going to give up Barack Hussein Obama because he's at the center of every bit of it. I know he is. And so is Biden.
Yeah.
We need to find
out. And he
out.
Calls
we
Trump an idiot. Call Trump an idiot.
Here's the thing that these people, they think that Donald Trump really isn't very smart. that's just not true. They take that, you know, he is a New Yorker, and he was in the construction business. I want to tell you something. If any pretty girl who walks by, you know, a construction site where there are construction workers, or at least used to, they get whistled at and all kinds of things from the guys that were, you know, two and three stories up, and they're yelling at them as they walk by and stuff like that. That's what construction people do. Let him say whatever he wants. He's brilliant. And he stands out there. He takes these questions. He has his own news conferences almost daily and answers questions. You know, here, shoot, what do you want to ask? What do you want to ask? Boom, boom, boom. And he knows. I've never heard him say, I really don't know anything about that. I'll get back to you. Have you ever heard him say that?
No.
No. And you know, even what's her name, Sarah Sanders, she would say sometimes, I haven't talked to the president about that. I'll have to, get back with you on that. And the newspaper reporters are okay. That's fair, because you can't know everything. Rather have them get back with what's accurate rather than just say something off the top. Trump knows what he's talking about, and he's like, boom, 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 boom. Now, they're after him with this impeachment stuff. I honestly think that the whole – they're essentially fulfilling a campaign promise of the radical left. But also, by having the impeachment inquiry, it's this stuff that Bob Barrs is doing and Durham says this is just to not base the music about impeachment. And yet, the stuff with this, you know, Ukrainian thing happened in August. Durham's been working on this stuff since what, March, February, quite a while. So that argument time-wise just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't work. But that doesn't make any difference where these Democrats are concerned. Dick, it's just hard for me to imagine how difficult these people are and how much hatred that they have, but the hatred for Trump is greater than their love for the country. At least that's the way I see it. What about you?
Well, don't you feel it's rather ironic that they want to have this vote now on impeachment right about now? I had heard from Barr that there may be some stuff coming out by the end of the week. So this is the Wizard of Oz again. You know, don't watch the guy behind the curtain, because they're going to start indicting us, but you know, we're going to impeach him. So we're going to have a vote on now, because we really don't want you to spend an awful lot of time listening to this stuff about, well, you know, the FISA courts, and maybe somebody stretched the truth a little bit, and oh, give me a break. I really think that, you know, when these people, to me, when these people start lawyering up, they know that their keisters are in some trouble.
I would say. And, you know, they talk to themselves, so they really think that the American people are behind what they're doing, and I don't see that as happening. Now, you know, when Trump went to the World Series and he was booed, and of course this is Washington. I don't believe that would happen in Houston.
Oh God, no. No,
No, I.
The game tonight is in Houston. And they'll cheer when he's not going, though. But they would cheer him in Houston, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did you hear that? Not just that they were booing him, but they were chanting, lock him up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy, that made me mad.
Yeah, you and me both. But, you know, like the guy said today, you know, the game is filled with politicians and newspaper people or correspondents. So they're the ones that get all of the tickets and everything. And they're the ones that are doing the ranting and the raving. It's not the general public. It really isn't. But I did see a statistic today that very much disturbs me, and that is that 7 out of 10 millennials think that socialism is the way to go. That is really disturbing to me. These kids have no idea
be millennial.
What they're talking about. It was. It is.
It couldn't be. They're too old. It have to be Gen X or something like that. But
well, they said it was millennials. They listed them as millennials. Very, it's ridiculous.
Well, at this point, it looks like Elizabeth Warren is the person that would be nominated. And in my estimation, I think she is a little crazier than Bernie. And, you know, the whole banking industry, I mean, this, you know, guaranteed health care for everybody, it's
$4 trillion 30, a year.
Yeah.
$32 trillion over 10 years. Yeah. But now there's people that are saying, no, that's way, way, way underestimating it. It's probably closer to $8 to $10 trillion a year. So, I mean, how much blood can you get from a stone, huh? Believe me.
Well,
unbelievable.
Here's the thing, Dick. Our you know, we have the largest economy in the world by far. But our GDP is, you know, about $21 trillion. If something is $10 trillion, that's essentially half of what we make. If we're making
everyone in the whole country. Everyone in the whole country. Yeah.
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 Well, you can't sustain that. I mean, you know, there's...
Of course not.
In order to spend $10 trillion on health care, the economy would need to be $60 trillion. We need to be three times
at least.
Won't work. It won't work. It will collapse. We will be Venezuela. Literally Venezuela.
Yeah.
Literally Venezuela. But listen, we're just about out of time. And you know,
well, there's
one more little
tidbit I want to throw in before we go. De Blasio in New York City was found out that he was secretly sending homeless people to other states. Unbelievable. But that's
Is
a
that
discussion
right?
for another day. Oh, my God, yes. And then they said that they found a bunch of them that he sent somewhere else. They came back to New York, and now they want their free housing back again. Oh, what
that,
a world we live in.
That is really funny.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, the Patriots are 8-0. We're excited about that. There's and the only other undefeated team is San Francisco with the second-string quarterback for the Patriots for a number of years, Jimmy Garoppolo. And so... This is really funny, but we, you know, next week, big week for us because we'll have the stuff about, the impeachment. So let me say God bless you. God bless the United States of America. And we'll talk to you again next week. Bye-bye.